Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. I assure you this is not a sales call. Is there something you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. May I ask, what is your zip code, sir?
11238.
11238, thank you. And let me, and are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, let me see. If you can specify a little bit.
I was playing the lotion bottle.
Okay. And let me ask you, what is your year of birth?
1991.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
Hispanic.
Hispanic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and are you, okay, and are you like Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American, or South American?
Cuban.
Cuban? Oh, okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, what is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
I'm sorry?
Bachelor's degree.
Oh, bachelor's degree. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, I was able to vote.
Oh, did you vote for Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections elections for presidents and U.S. Congress and other states and local officials this November. How likely are you to vote this upcoming November elections? Are you almost starting to vote? Will you probably vote? Are there chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
8.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'll say 8 as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So this is a statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. How do you feel regarding this statement? You strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. How much do you feel it matters to you? It matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
A lot.
Matters a lot, thank you. Second statement, protection LGBTQ rights. Does that matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Okay. next one, election for Congress, House of Representatives or the Senate. Does that matter a lot? Does not matter somewhat? Does not matter much? Or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Okay. And last one, protecting abortion rights. Does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter much? Or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. We know people are busy when it comes to when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say that nothing will stop you? I want to vote, or probably will. It's confidential, and I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. So this one, even if you are busy, do you think that this is something that you nothing will stop you to vote? So the first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Do you think this is nothing will stop you to vote? I want to vote and probably will. It's confidential and I will vote. I doubt I will vote and no chance I will vote.
Yeah, nothing will stop me to vote.
Thank you. The second statement, protecting LGBTQ rights. Nothing will stop you to vote. I want to vote and probably will. If confidential, I will. I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House, and Representative on the Senate. Nothing will stop me to vote. I want to vote and probably will. If it's confidential, I will vote. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, thank you. And protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. Hello, can you hear me, sir? Hello, you still there?